Shani chapter 4, Mishnah 10, a moitzi kli v'kasuv alav korban, similar kind of case to the last mission, if one finds a vessel and the word korban is written on it, right? Like a sacrifice, gives the implications of maybe that it's holy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so now, how do you treat this thing? Do you treat it as it's holy or it's not holy? What is the status of the vessel and its contents? Says Rabbi Yehuda, im hayah shel cheres, if the vessel is an earthenware vessel, Huchulin, then the vessel is considered non-holy because it wasn't normal to donate an earthenware vessel to the temple. That wasn't what was done. Umasha besoicha korban, but whatever is inside the vessel, let's say it was filled with flour. So assume that the flour had been sanctified to be given up as a mincha offering. So says Rabbi Yehuda, earthenware vessels, the vessel is not holy, the contents are holy. Vimhaya shel matekes, but if the vessel is metal, it was usual to give metal to the temple, metal vessels, to donate them to the temple. So now, hu korban, the vessel itself is considered a holy vessel, and you've got to give it over to the temple. Umashe v'soicha chulin, but what is inside the vessel is not considered holy. Now we assume the word korban applies to the vessel, but not to the contents. Amrulai said to him, the sages, ein derech ben adam lias koinsin chulin lekorban, that it wasn't customary for people to put chulin, normal produce, into a consecrated vessel. So according to them, if it's a metal vessel, in a metal vessel, both the vessel and the contents are holy. You don't say that someone took non-holy flour and put it in a holy vessel, that people didn't do that, so the sages. So if the metal vessel has korban written on it, the vessel and the contents are holy. And in the case of an earthenware vessel, so there we can assume that they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the vessel is not holy because people didn't donate earthenware vessels to the temple. And he brings up the other, the halacha follows the sages.